The sugya of who to be mezamen with. So we have a Mishnah and Daf Mem Hei. Discuss the sugya, starts off different cases of who to mezamen with. First case over there is the case of a shamish, the itzik zayis is mezamen. Says the Gemara Pshita, what's a chiddush? So mash one, even though shamish is not kveya together, mash one, no problem, can be mezamen together. That means we know already the loch and simon kuf tzadik gimel, sif gimel is. The Yepi Kveya Mokum. That means if, let's say, you're riding somewhere and you say to stop and we eat together, that's Kveya Mokum. Otherwise, they're riding together. It's not Kveya Mokum. Mashmal, the Chiddush over here, even though they're Holchim, even though they're walking around and serving, but since this is the Derech Achilosoi, therefore, it's part of the Zimun over here. The question that comes out, again, to our widows, Bismanazeh, the case by a Ichasna, by a case of a restaurant, are they going to come along to Mistaf with us when they eat with us? So, the Kavachayim and the Steichem, they bring down the Pesach Advir, they really say that since people go around eating together, if that's a minig hamokum, this place, to go and eat, derech achilosai, echnami, even bezmanazad, and start with us. Asidain Fisher, they ask him this question, he says, yeah, bezmanazad, and start. I really think it really depends. Dain Fisher, by certain chasnas, by the Badatz chasnas, very hamish, and you do see the widows. Maaser do eat sometimes with you, come back and forth. And more upscale chasnas or more upscale restaurants, the halacha would not apply. That means even this halacha is emes, just you have to apply it. Is it derech achilosa or not? Depends what country you're in, depends what level of chasna you're at, what type of restaurant you're at. If that mokum echnami is done that way, then it's tarif with the zimun. If it's not done that way, the halacha would not be tarif. Mishnah's Mamshach, the second case, it says a person can be mitzarif with a kusi. So we, myself, is manazeh, it's very clear that we hold kusim on nichal together of goyim mamish. However, the Gemara speaks out, why is it in case of a kusi can be mizamim, I should not be worse than the case of our Amma Oretz, which now leads to Lochan Ziv Gimel. That means, what's the Lochan to get to Amma Oretz? So first, what is an Amma Oretz? The Gemara brings down eight different mandi omer, what an Amma Oretz is. So it's either first, the case of a person not eichulin, first mandi omer, second mandi omer is not maisis peris. Third mandi omer is not kerek kriyashma. The fourth mandi omer is not mneich tefillin. Fifth mandi omer, he did not have siddis on his beged. A sixth mandi omer, he did not have a mezuzah on his door. A seventh mandi omer is not megadol his kitzat Torah. And then we have the last, the acherim, that says a case of here, even the kara, v'shana, v'yi not meshamash tamid rachomim, cannot give terutzah back and forth. Therefore, nich negedava amoritz. The Gemara ends off a paskin for us, halacha ke'acherim. Some can kara v'shana, but not mishamish tamid racham, nichlin together of Am Aretz. And then brings down an interesting story in the Gemara. Never comes out, l'chura, this man is there, should come out. A lot of people might have this issue over here. And why are the world being mizamah together? So Kamal Kreis already points out that since if we're coming not to mizam with Am Aretz, well, maybe they kilkul, and therefore we see the lacha negate to Aedis. They'll end up being kilu bama la'atzmoi, which is also, you cannot build a bama. Therefore, might need to kill them, cause them to be parshim at zibur, therefore negate to edis when we cobble them. He also negate to zimun, since for carrot, we lead to things, make things worse over here, we count them, parshim at zibur, therefore, in am oris, bizman azeh, we will the maisa make a zimun with them, even though a person did not read kriyashma. Now, the question is, not kriyashma, even though there, the case of karavashano, without Meshamash Hamid Nechachomim. Now the Shaila is, once we have traces over here, in discussing Naloch Lekek Cherim, is the side over here, Pshat, is all the cases of the Gemara, all eight Shitas, with a Paskin, you can Mezamen with the Am Aretz? But no, Tais is saying, take on the Shita of that Cherim, that far, we're not going to do. However, the other Shitas, once we have one to be Simon Chacham, we're going to like the other Mandi Yom. I mean, the Vadi Paskin not be Mezamen with the Am Aretz. But the machlekes, so mokum kilkel, a person with zipper, will serve with the other man diyamun. So that's the question of the magavram. We've done a machlekes achreinim. What's the story coming to be mekel am oritz in Taisvis? That means he starts off saying first the Knesset Gdolah that says we do not pass like this brisa at all, am oritz. And I say we are mezam with all am oritz. And that's the stimus of the machaber. It's not machak, what type of am oritz we're discussing over here. Atzal Hashem goes on the magavram further. He brings down the shilta gibor. Quoting a Riaz, a Rishon over here, it says the side of Taisus is since we have a machlekes, negate a cherim will not pass like. who will paskin ma'aseh v'akir to get to kriyishma, not to mnech tefillin, not to be samech upon this inyan, and the person cannot be mezamen with this amoritz who's not mnech tefillin, who's not kara kriyishma. Ma'aseh hazamach of paskin, he's ma'aseh and says once he said we have places to be making lachem, it's because we can come to be parish from the tzibur, a kilkul. Ma'aseh is not negay in this case. He already is mekolkul. He does not mnech tefillin. Every other person should go put on tefillin. They've come along and said, I'm going to pass in like the Anhoga of the Shulda Gibarim and say, Negeta, a person who is not Mashamash Tamachachim, he will be Mazam. He's not Meniach Tfilin, not Kara Kriyashma, and Chanami, that person, be Machbe, not to Mazam with him. Locha Maisa, once more, Rabbi says this, Mishpur Mizam, that's the stimulus of Kama Achrinim over here, whether it's the Ali Rabba or the Graz or Chashulchim, the kids among the Gibarim and others. And therefore, Locha is that even though Mechama says not to be, we are Mazam with Amorites, it depends which ones. Those who are a case of a rush over here, a case of people know we're all Mnech Tefillin, you're not Mnech Tefillin, case of Kriyashma and did not say Kriyashma, those people would not be Mazam with. The reason the Bialocha speaks out, these said over here, that it's no problem to be to have them part of a minion. The problem here is we do not want to mischab them Negeret Achila. Maybe there's no Chibur Negeret Achila, maybe there's no Chibur Negeret Bech Samozen. And therefore we want to disassociate from these people who are Maratz, who do not Mnech Tefillin Kriyashma. Therefore, there's no Kviyas over here. Therefore, we're not going to come along and bench together. Building upon this, come along the Shulchan HaTor, and he wants to Miyashiv and Minig HaOilam. We have the Halacha in Siman Kuf Tzad Gimel Sif Aleph that he says over there, we pass him like the Rosh. The Halacha is a mitzvah to run after Zim when you have two people. So he wants a Taino. The Bishleimo, we're spacing together, cause of Machlikes in Klal Yisrael. Fine, so therefore we'll be Makel, a Mazam together, Am Oritz. But Maisa, when you have two people and go run after a person, which Bederek Klal, today, numerous people, not Mashamash Tam, Minich Chachomim, Nich together of Amoratzim. So then he wants a Taina, you Makel, that's where the Minich is, like, Oh, Shum is a Kashu, that's not the Minich, we're not Rotzach HaZimon, just forget. We should not be Rotz, because usually we're dealing with people Amoratzim over here, and therefore, true, we're Makel. Why can that cause kilkel, not cause machlekes, not be punished by zibur? But now to run after them, not to bezam the amoritz. Who like to defend them in the goyim? Three amoritz together. Be a mishmor says yeah. Be a lach says yeah. I'm gonna say I'm hard to run after. Amoritz don't know. Not mishamish am lechom. It's not gonna run. Tavicham do know. You dare call the amoritz. Who like? He said in Shabbos, Maisa should run after them, but not during the week. Now, Maisa, the case over here is a case of Oretz, not Kriyashma. Mamshach the Magar Avram, but let's say a person who's a Rosho, someone who Maisa is Oiva Veit Befahesio, the Kolshkein, a case of a Mummer, in those cases, not the Mizam Molov. Now, what that means, there are two different cases over here. First, the person who's a Mummer, you learn the Loch in your day, some Kufi Tess and Zayin. The person who, once he's a mummer, is a get of a guy. What is that? There are the six different ways of making a person a mummer that is a get of a guy mamish. Number one, he's either Eivet of Aydazara. Number two, he's Mechal Shabbos Fehetzio. Number three, he's not Maimon and Torah Shabbal Peh. Number four, he does one mummer, one Avera Lahachis. He's a mummer Lahachis, one Avera. Number five, he's done a mummer Te'ovon for Roiv Averis. Number six, if he runs wants Mechadish, when he does three Averis that everyone knows not to go do, and his example is Payas, Shatnas, and the Vela, once he has a Chazoka, Usnat Nichol Negeder of a Yisrael, he's a Mumur for a Goy. That's one case, once he's a Mumur of a Goy, what's a Lach Negeder to Goy? Cannot be Mazam.
Not those three Averis?
No, he gives example. He said any Averis prefer Hesed that people know, and he gives example. I think these three everyone knows, you know, Kadri Payas. It's a good example he gave. Shatnas, a little bit of a, if he knows it's Shannon, so Yishalot and the Veil. The Veil is a good example. Two or three is only a good example of Bizman Azeh. Now, that's the Negeah to what the Kolshkein in the Magar Avraham is. But he said before, in a person's Rosho, it does a various Bevahesio. The way how the Bialoch explains, even one of Bevahesio, all the time, that people know about, is an example of the Chometz Chaim, Chazer, everyone knows not to Chazer, I Chazer Bevahesio, I Neveil is Bevahesio, Trev is Bevahesio. That the Chometz Chaim says, Nichol Negeah of a Rosho, that is Bevahesio, and he has his Chumah, the Magar Avraham, Nati Mizam Olov. Now, what is the Yisrael of the Lamdus? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Eich Nami Yisrael, that Chaita is called the Yisrael. And the Vadi, you can start from dominion. Not like a mummer get a big mavucha and commit starf from dominion not. Vadi kamim starf. But here, the said over here is based on the sugya of Am Oretz. We want, don't want to mischabe together. The whole reason why Tosi came along said to him, Michael, caused him to be punished from that tzibur. Anyone who already is being doing a vera that everyone knows not to go do, that's kiyadua, everyone knows not to chazer, he already is punished from that tzibur. I mean, certain areas that is either oimim mutter. Whether you want to say it's manzes, whether it's beltoiro, loshnoro, kedaimo. People think it's mutter, or the shegeg, or they think it's a chumro. The things that everyone knows, and you're doing it anyway, you're doing it for Hesir, you're kvar punished from that tzibur. So you don't have the heter of Tosis anymore. You don't have the heter of Tosis as a master shekel, therefore it says the Magar Rav. For this reason, any aver for Hesir, you cannot be mezamen together with him. Now, if that's so, what's the loch in the gear to chaleinim bezmanazeh? So first, there's a chileini that, let's say he was betzim lunch yeshiva and went off the derech. Went off the derech. That's pashas, that's a case of a mumur. Mamashim, mumur. And therefore, you cannot be mistaf with him. Does he himself, let's say, three people, three chileinim sitting down and having a meal, somehow they ate in the kosher restaurant, or rabbanot, whatever they want to call, and they're sitting there eating, to their bechiv zimun. My son get a goy. Says the Bialacha, it brings down that the maisa, just because they do numerous averus, nisha eichel shum eichel oid shum, baraya yirav menavot, who's a mumul avoid nazara, yet can get punished for not having an erev tashilim. He's mamish avoid nazara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, maisa, at the end of the day, he's nichel get of Yisrael. And therefore, he's going to get punished, not for making a zimun. That means three chalanim were sitting down together eating. The one tishim went off the derech. The mamash real mumrim over here. Still the vechiv zimun. And just. Please. You might think that the
aloch of a guy. Now you're put from all
this? No, not. That's what he's speaking out.
What's happening?
I hear. So poshut. Okay, well. Fine. Poshut. So as poshut says. Aloch.
You do a very stream with her and run all this? What does that mean?
You might. There's a sad over here to say that the guy is not mazam together. Maybe there's no chiv over here. Or be'etzem, if you want all this for. I should have no shaykhs with him. I'm going to learn from him. He's going to have no shaykhs to me because he learned from me. Right? We should all have no shaykhs to each other. But my sister, since we're all in the same boat over here, my sister, the chiyuzim, speaks out the bialocho. Now let's take a chiloini that my sister was a, well, the oilim is calling a tinik shenishba. Do they have a chiyuzim over here, his manazah? That means he grew up in Tel Aviv or any other place that has no shaykhs to Yiddishkeit. There's a mevuch among the achrenim had applied the gate of the sugya of zimun. And betzem, there are two svaras they want time to be machmer, not to make a zimun, and two svaras says fakir, they should make a zimun over here. Now, I think Beklolius, Zabug Mavucha, had a look at Tinik Shnishbos Bezman Hazeh, and that Hogga seems to be that we're machmer. That means B'derech Tal, when Amasav them to zimun, Negev to Loshnor, called them in Nichol Ged of Yisrael. But the focus Negev to zimun, pure sale here, what's as far as? So, first the tshuva, the Sodom and Maisa not to mstar for them, they maybe not the tshuva, the Psal B'chochma is a tshuva, and they come along and say, let's analyze it. The holy Yisoid of Am Oretz, who be'etzem is Nichol Ged of Dosh B'Gdusho, yet do not want to mischabe together with him. So this guy, fine, let him be Yisrael. Let him be part of the minion, I don't care. But at the end of the day, we do not want to mischabe together with him. Now, what's the case of doing a Rosh and doing a very professor? Therefore, my said not to mischabe from the minion, to the case of Zeman over here. Because the side over here is we want you to disassociate from a person who is not giving mitzvahs negate the sugya v'achilo. That's Aleph. Second, they come along, they speak out, b'sal b'chokhmo, that even those who are tiny nichol negate the ting shenishbo, you look at the binyan tzion, that's the orchanez shuvo, or the marsham, the das Torah, that is causing the situation in the days 200 years ago where people thought they're keeping Torah in that level. That means, just like everyone knows the Sfarim Ashkenazim, and there's Hasidim and Litvish. There's also Reform and Orthodox. There's different groups over here. They kept the Torah, they kept it. And they kept the Torah the way they kept it. The Maisa, Bizman Azer, Reform is we don't keep Torah, or we have no religion, or we have no God, or we have no. It's not like we're keeping it in our own way. They're out of the parsha. That's Aleph. So it's not negated to the Tshuvas. And Beis in Wantaino, that Bishlam in those days, we lived in a shtetl, they knew nothing. There's nothing around, no one really stood anything. Now, Maisa, we're up in Tel Aviv. They see Yidin, they know Yidin, it's around, there's opportunities there, the newest websites, whatever you want, it's all around them, they see it. They choose not to get involved and to analyze the choices. So they want Taino, that Bezman Azeh Negeir to Sugya of Zimun, they're not Tinik Shnishpo. the mamish chilonim. Definitely get a mumur of a rosh or a fasio, and not mitzav to get a zimun, a worse rosh fasio. The mamish mumur, they have the choice. They do know. They should know better. And therefore, Yashu passes away, not himself into the Zimun. At Salasheni, they want, those want Taina Fakert. First, they want Taina, the Maisa, could a Mumum itself to Minyan. I think it's known that Ramosha Shito is. And they get to a Dovash of Akdusha, to a Minyan over here. That the whole Makar for Minyan was last week's Parsha from Korach. The words over there are Eda. Eda is the 10 people. The Gemon Erechin says that these Meraglim were Klifa Be'ikr. And yet, they're the Maramok in the case of a minion. Divah Moshe Tain is the Nichol Sarkol Soif and Nichol Negev of Yisrael, and they for Dovah Shuk Dusha, the part of a group over here, Suli Negev to Sugiv Zimun, the Nechshu, the part of the group over here. So the Big Mavucha in general, and the Moshe Sheet is the Mitzav them to minion, and those have to come along, the minion other seems to be not like a Moshe, let's be Tzirufim, the Big Mavucha had to go do, how to answer Moshe's Raya of the Meraglim, that they are the Maramokim for Dovshim Dusha, yet the Kofi Baker. That's one. Second, those are one Taino, they coming from building upon a Chaznish, they are to Nik Shadishba. The fact that they know that there are other options around there, but the Maisha, they're bombarded with propaganda that is basically it's opium, that's what religion is. And that's right. Confucius, opium for the masses. Everyone knows that, right? So, opium is drugs, which used to not be legal. So, everyone knows that's what religion is, and therefore it's all being brainwashed, and they're being taught, fakert, that whatever that goes on, that horns underneath their head over here. Actually, I had some on my table, some person, a gyorist, and said, I really thought you guys had horns. I really thought so. So, yeah, and when I started seeing you guys, I was wondering, let's wear the horns. But people are really, so much, they really believe that way in today's society, that it's not really an opportunity or a chance for them to go analyze. Is it a Yiddishkeit, not Yiddishkeit? And therefore, the one Taina Fakert, the Nichol get them to Nik Shadishpa, Tink Shadishpa, and Chanami, the power of Klal Yisrael. We want to keep them together with us, Amit Sarfta Zimun. And therefore, they ask the question of Shalom Zalman and Kintari Balachon and Sharmim, Echnamit Sarfta Zimun. So, negate to Tink Shadishpa is a Mabuch among the Achwin, what to go do. The Be'er Moshe, the Abatina has an interesting tshuva, he gets involved and wants to make Chalik. You want time to negate it for me? Yes, the Yisrael. The Gate of Dovshim Dusha, Elakenu, says no. Then he says, it's been to Chasnas, that people over there are usually Tinek Shnishmas. He sometimes is given to go bench. So what does he do? He says, in a way of benching Elokeinu, he does not say, in a way they're not margushit, either because they have no idea. Or he says more quietly or quicker without saying the words Elokeinu. Because then even by Yah, until the Sugi Dovashim, Dusho, and Staff to a minion like a Moshe or not. When they get to Zimun, Maisha says, yeah, then they'll get a Tinek Shnishma. So again, the Isma Vuhu, what could go to Negev to Chilonim practically among the Swam is Manenu. They do point out, Vuhur and Negev to Kiriv Chaykim. A brother who has an organization of Kiriv, you know, kind of hundreds of people there. So what do you do inside the Sugya of the Zimun? Get one of them to Mezamin. Usually the clueless, some of them are clueless. It's better to get the Charedi to lead by Zimun. Usually they try to bench together. Always a question, the always girls also singing together. Fine, so, but what do you go to inside Kiriv Chaykim? So they point out, Luchura, if you analyze these Svaras, there's a stark reason why it's not a problem. Number one, again, those tiny chilanim are not a problem as manazeh. Again, we have either Shlom Zalman, Kintoro, or Schoenberg. So chilanim, so they get it kiriv. Number two, the reason to be machmer, the Pnei Mevin says, why? Because you don't want to mischab together with them. You want to be part, why? Because they're mekukul already. You want to part. Forget the holy side of kiriv is that we want to get to know them. I want to have a shaykh with them and hope they have effect upon them. That's the whole point of inviting them. So, we should make a zimun together with them. Void the other svara, the Sabbath Chokhma, the Nichla get of Amazed, they have opportunity to go learn, they should check things out. Fakert, they are checking things out. That's why they're there. They know they might get affected. Some of them hope not to get affected. But the mice, they were with an open mind. Most of them are not just coming for the food, they also realize they might get affected, right? The friends usually get affected by it. They see it, they're not that stupid over here. So the svara, the Lord don't apply. Void one last point, a very important point. They have a chiyuv. The Bialocha says they have a chiyuv. If you're not going to leave the zimun over here, you're going them to Mavatel and Isser. They have a mitzvah zimun over here. So if there is no zimun going on over here, fine, you want to be machmer and not make a zimun, why? Because I'm not mitzvah with them. You need to cause them not to make it to a zimun. They have a chiyuv. That's the Bialocha already. Now, where's the Rav and Menavot? Therefore, the gate to the chiyuv, it's very hard to understand why not to. And as far as I shemati, the minute of the to make a zimun. Now, fine. So first, we have the Reish Mishnah Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah over there discusses the case of a Shamish, that was Aleph, the case of a Kusi, Beis, and Gim, and then led to the case of Amoritz, the case of who to Mezamim. The Seif of the Mishnah discusses who not to Mezamim. First case is a Locha of a Nachri, that's if Dalit. It's very clear. The Gemara says, what's the case of a Chiddush of Sifdalid? The Gemara says, Kamashbon, even though he's a Mol, he made a hand of a Smilo, but it's not Tovel, is nothing together of a Goy, and therefore cannot be Mezamim with him. Come on, Mechabim Dan Sefei, the case of an Oinin. Beis Yosef points out, not clear why it's here for. How got thrown in between over here in the Torah? Therefore, look at the order Yeshlana, why it's here. But Meister, we have a lot of an Oinin. Now, the Metzias of an Oinin, like the Meister knows, is that before there's a Kfura, since the person is Oisik the Mitzvah, Divi is part of the Mitzvah, in all cases of Asayis. However, someone has to be Oisik for him, whatever the definition that means. Therefore, he has back the Chiv of the Mitzvah over here. Now, what does it mean to be oisik for him? That's not a sugyo. Deva comes out very clearly. Negeir to yemei churl, where there's a chiyah kfura, and you have to be oisik upon it. Deva a person, a chayin, is part from benching. Mashing in Shabbos, he cannot be oisik with it. Deva a locha, he has a dim benching. Deva has a locha of zimun over here. Now, the Mishu points out, even on the tzad that he does bench, he wants a tiny, even the yevet, can he waste somebody else? He wants a tiny, since he's no chiyah put upon him. There's no sugyo of arvis over here. He's not a bar chiyah. Therefore, it cannot be yet to other people over here. That's the gate to sugya of an oinin. The gate to sugya of an ovel, it does not sound like over here there's any issue in the gate to an ovel. However, when you learn your day is simon shin ayin tes, bimu vuch among the gdol ha-choinim on the pain shulchan aruch, should an ovel make a zimun or not? They should together have a chibur or not. So really, there are two cases over there. One by the students havra, and one by the ovel by the all 7 days over there. Now, in the gate of Suz Avro, I see the Gdol HaChorim Aloch L'Maisa is a Mavuch HaMol, the Malak, and what to go do. Should sit together, make a Zimun, or not make a Zimun? And if you sit together, if you make a Zimun, it's like in the case of Erev Tisha B'Av, should not sit together, and if you do, who says you make a Zimun? Maisa, what that Hog is, I don't think I've ever been to Suz Avro, I'm not sure what that Hog is. And again, as far as even Malakdim, it's not clear. Usually people don't know who make a Zimun, people do know, I don't know. In the gate of the Suga of an Oval during the 7 days, it's not Maisa, there's a Shlomo Kluger has a dream about it and says people should not sit together, should not make a zimun. The official Maisa passes this way. That, as far as I see, like the kids of Devei Seifim, he passing the minig is not like that. It's like the Mogar Vrom. Maisa, we have the Chachilo, we can't sit together, we can't make a zimun. That seems to be that Hogo. Next case in the Mishnah over here is a case of Noshim and Avodim and Ketanim. Now, there really are two cases that we discussed, two Chalokim. One is, can you start with them? And then the next sif, can they make a zimun by themselves? So first, Allah can even start with them. So the mission is very clear. The Noshim Rabbanim Ketanim Ein Mezam Olav. Pashto, the words, the mission means a man cannot be mezam number one with an isha, number two with an eved, number three with a katan. The Gemara that Memheim Abay is being zam Noshim Rabbanim Ketanim Im Rosh Lazam Ein Mezamim. That means those three together, Noshim cannot be done with eved, cannot do with a katan. That means you have four people over here, and none of them can be done with each other. That means if you make the groups out of it, based upon permutation, you have six different groups over here that cannot be mezamim together. That means you have a man with these four people over here, you have the lady with a man with three people over here, you have the lady with the other two, and then you have the case of the Evid with the cotton. You have six cases over here that cannot be mezamim together. Now, just go through as far as what the reason is that cannot be mezamim. First simple case is a man with a lady. Why cannot make a zimun over here? So Rashi Tosfos in Erechin says because an isha not nichel to get a bris. So not nichel to get a bris comes out that a man has one type of birchamazim and a lady has different type of birchamazim. They cannot be mitzvah together. One sorrow. The second, the Bach by all speaks down the Rambam Rutenberg. What? They say it, but they have no chiyuv. So it's two different types of benching. Oh, that's cash we'll get to. Great question. Yes, great question. Slots cash. Sometimes cash. Fine, that's one malach, Rashi. A second malach, the Bach being down, Rav Rutenberg, Lavosh, Bim Gondel, being down, so that's a good pizzas. That means even though Gemara's cost is an Evan with the Isha's pizzas, or it's like an Evan, or then an Isha with a man, also a good pizzas. The grass being it down. A third malach, Ben Yonah, being down, a different Rashi. That says the reason is because it's not a chaburasum no. The chabura to be together, both of us, not nice. They point out, says Pimon Levoshe Gras, to be Moisif, even to get to your husband. That means the get to preach us, the reason beforehand, would not apply to get to your husband. The get to your husband is not Chaburosim, no. What? Want to know how it's women's lib? How do they find that? That's a great question. I'll let the people who want. I'll let people analyze that themselves. But yeah, obviously, today it's hard to explain it publicly, and I'm being recorded, and I can't say out loud why. But my Mishmur brings down that Mahalach three different times. He says the reason why is not Chaburosim over here. We'll get to the right. I mean, right now, discussing making it serious over here. A fourth reason, the way the Ravid says over, brought down. Or being mitzayin in the Beis Yosef, he says, because women are not bekvias, messing by the table, and women get up and go and take care of the kids and serve, and they're not there always bekvias. They go back and forth. Therefore, not looking at the bekvias, keeping them together with them. Yeah, but that's it's a good question. How to mechal between the two? But it could be their ishlof. Good point. Now that's one case. The second case. A man with the case of Avodim, why can that be Mazam together? So again, Rashi tells an Erech and says the Sugya of Nachlo. Evan has no Nachlo. The way how the Ben Yoyna brings down, it's the Sugya of Pritzos, Mishkav Zachar, that's how Mishabur brings down. And the rival Lashitot says that Evan, why? It's not fierce over here, go back and forth. Therefore, not being Mitzarev. The third case in the Mishnah, Noshim, men, not together with Ketanim. So it really depends upon the sugya and sefiyud what the case of a katan over here is. But the way the Ben Yehuda says lab nedeo, the way how the Rosh says the Prim Gadol says over, either they don't know or the nechon geda of a derabbanan. The rabbanan cannot be mitzav together the case of a deraisa. And the rabbi again the shtasa the nechon geda of kviyas over here. Kids never sit by the table. And it wasn't just a problem today's day and age. Even those days they never sat there no kviyas over there. They were not mitzav together. So those, sorry. That we'll get to maybe not that specific case, but that should not be an issue. Fine, that's again the case in the Mishnah. Next case is what about Noshim with Avodim over here? So that's very clear in the Brisa of a person who cannot be Mitzav together, Mitzav the Sugya of a priestess over here. Noshim with Ketanim, same reason said before, and either they don't know, or they get over Nachim and Atoyo, not Nekvius. Avodim with Ketanim, the Gemara says very clear, Rashi says very clear, Mitzav the Sugya of Mishkan Zoch over here. Now, just understand, you said of Rashi, this is maybe as for Kashas, Rashi and Erechen says, and Tyson Erechen says, it's not a singular pris. So all the Achonim jump on them from numerous questions. This is being asked for questions without answering them, because Achonim love Dafka have good for it. One question is, you're saying Evid and the Isha are a singular priestess. That's Gemara says. Yet Rashi and Tyson Erechen says that Evid is mitzvah singular of Nachla, and Isha is a singular pris. So how in the world is Rashi and Tyson Erechen go together with a singular over here? The same as how the Sugya preaches. As I reflect, it's laughing and going. A second question over here is the Gemara of Chofen Beis that says the Isha may be a case to Rabbanon. The way Taisa says, it's how the Sugya of Bris. Rashi says, it's how the Sugya of Nachla. Frederick Sam Seifer, the Chorist here is Rashi. A third question is where is Bris benching after Azon? What is Zimon? Either it's just the Zimon, or it is Azon. If so, Frederick the Slach. What's the problem? The case of Bris over here, and the fourth point they point out: the Ben Yehuda seems to have a different Rashi. So we also know. So what exactly is Rashi hold over here? One of those shells I couldn't discuss. Now this is discussing to make the Zimun. Let's say the Beni is a Zimun. Let's say the Beni. That means you have different groups over here. We have four different groups over here. Let's say the group already has a Zimun. For example, there are three Avodim. Can the Isha be Mitzarif to three Avodim? So that my submission was very clear. He brings in the Mag Avram, still mitzav the sugya pritzav of Avodim, even though he's not making the Zimun, to mitzav the Zimun, still they cannot, mice not mitzav together. Which they do lead to, what about when you have a case of three men, to Noshim be mitzav with three men? Which they point out, which gets to the next halacha, that Avado lefi the smag shito, women have a chiv. But what about not the smag? Rashi, Tosis, Ben Yoino, and the Rosh, they hold the women do not have a chiyuv. Do they have a right to mitzarif together three men? Which gets to the nafkamina, maybe to defend the minig olam, where women don't seem to be by the table. What's she to the slemach on? That means once you do not go like the smang, do women have a right to mitzarif with men? Is this still a chsana pritzos? Is this still a chsana chaburachim? It's not yofa to be together. So the Maaseh, the Beis Yosef speaks out this point, And says at the end of the day, he says, it's a konches, circle soif, chvoshim is not no. That means not just the machlekes smag and other rishonim is they have a chiv to mitzav with the men, do they have a right to mitzav with the men? According to the Beis Yosef, the Yisrael of Rashi and Tosis is they have no right to mitzav with the men. Not chvoshim no. I tell Hashem, you come on the Aruch HaShulchan, says, where do you get that from? No. The smag says yachiv. You can't make the zimun. Nach roshim yafo. They need to come on to noshim. But once the ma'isi have a chiyuv of zimun by the men, you wouldn't have a right to mitzarf with them. But if it wasn't true with the ma'isi, he goes, he says, they have a shush to mitzarf with them. That means there is a shalom when you already have a chiyuv zimun, and those who argue the smag shito are the mechal paskins. What is shita's rashi? They have a right to mitzarf, a chiyuv to mitzarf, or no right to mitzarf? Now, take it the other way. You have three women. Three women lemaisa. It's very clear they have a right to mezamim. The shadows are chiyuv. The goyin shita are passing like the rosh and benyayna, or they have rishus. Once women make a zimun, do men have a right to answer? That means, the example says of Zilberstein in the Beit Hachlama, and someone reads you by the dining room, right? You're eating with your wife over here, and you always hear in the background some women make a zimun over there. Fine. Do you answer? Do you have a right to answer? Is it bayah? Is it pizzas? Echbos miyafa? Do you answer back? So, Shlomo Zalman, there's a letter in Valei Lo Yibol. The person writes that in his mishpacha, there are three women over here, only two men, one man. So he wants to know, when they make a zimun, can he answer? His maisa says, when it's your own mishpacha, that's the ikar loch, you should answer. He said, the maisa, not your mishpacha, in lav dafka kedai. But he says, otherwise, they should make a zimun, and you should answer. This is Chaim Knievsky in the Zilberstein, and the Lichas Beisa said for women, says, yeah, women, once they make the zimun over here, you have a right to mitzarf with them. And not only the right, even the chiyuv to mitzarf with them, because you're not being mitzarf to make the zimun, you're just answering to the zimun over here. Atal HaShem Yoshtomach, he says at the end of the day, preach us. Even if the goyin wants to there's a chiyuv for them to make zimun, how can mitzarf with them? Chavus and Nayofo, not nice over here. Madani Osh goes this way, how can you say that way? So there seems to be a machlekes. Now you could clarify, maybe read the Chua slowly. Some of them are discussing Dafka Mishpacha, and some are discussing the Klolius. But you read some others that are clearly not being machal, discussing both cases. Now, does that make a difference? Do you look at it, and I said, they're making their own zimun, I'm going to answer with them? What's wrong? They're doing it? Well, no, forget. Once I'm answering with them, the son of preachers over here. Fine. That's the Maisha negates the sugya of being mitzarf on their chiv over here. So Zayin is discussing halacha of them by themselves now. By themselves, a new mitzias over here. That means sivvav is to mitzarf together. Either one case, or mitzarf to make the zimun, or second case, we already have a zimun to mitzarf with them. So Zayin, the case is no, you have three women sitting by themselves. No men, no tznias, no chsaron, no one's listening. Can they make a zimun by themselves? So first, they point out the words, clear steers of sukkahs. Think more about Ostaf Memhei, discussing, could two people be mezamim, is it a mitzvah to mezamim or not? Two people. Think more comes out, and said, I'll bring the wife in the case of Noshim. We have a price that Noshim are mezamim by themselves, and 100 women are like two women. Again, let the feminists figure that one out. And once we have this idea of being two women, it's saying the mezamim. So we see we have a reshus to mezamim if not one. You must be very clear, they have a right to mezamim. Therefore, just like a woman have a right, or do men have a right in the case of two? That's the most having the more answer there. Atzad HaSheni, we have the second Erechim, Daf Gimel. Over there says, Akol Chai V'Zimun. So the Gemara, what's Akol Lasuye Mai? Lasuye, that who has a Chiv? Noshim V'Avodim. Noshim have a Chiv Zimun. Your serious Sugyas. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mehi says, the women have a Rishos. The Gemara in Erechim says, the women have a Chiv by themselves. So which one is it? They have to realize there was no third option over here. They're not allowed to. No one says not allowed to. The question is a chiv or a shus. That's the two options. Mice the way out, Rashi, Tosfos, they come out in the Gemara of Memhei and Brachas. They say we pass in the Ikar Sugyas Brachas. They have a shus. Said Tosfos, either Sugya and Erechim says over there chiv. That means chiv mamish. Means relative to nothing, they have a case of a shus. Lav dafka chiv. That means Rashi and Tosfos and the good of Paskins, Rishus. Atal Sheni, the Rosh and Beni Yoina, they pass in the Ikka Sugis in Erechid. Chiyav Mamish. I the Gemara Brochus, that's Gemara's Havimino. The Gemara's Meskano, when it says Ikka Deus, means Echonami, there's a Chiyav over here. That means to answer the feminist, that was a Havimino, not the Meskano. Meskano of other women might have, that's over here. Ikka Deus. So we have two sheets. What is the Ikka Sugis over here? Again, either you have Rashi, it's always Rishus, or you have the Rosh Beni Yoina, it's always a Chiyav. A third mouth among the Shainim is a smag shito. He wants to machal to say the sugi and brachas when it says Rishos is negate when they're making a benching for themselves. Masha Enkin the sugi and erchen is the case over there when three men are making the zimun and you to the mitzvah with them. That's the case of Chiv. That's how they're answering the steers. Once men are doing it, I'm Chiv. Now the obvious question is what's the lumdus of the smag over here? What's the vana behind it? By themselves, there is no Chiv, only Rishos, and with others, they have a Chiv. What's your side? So the Mishabura brings down three separate reasons why. And part of the question really is, what's the Svarachi Saina before you get to women? That means, Betzim women should be Mechayiv. Except we're going to say a Svarachi why they're Potter. Or forget the Svarachi Saina they should be Potter. We have to say a reason why to Mechayiv them. That means the way how the Mishabura brings down one reason, Levosh's reason. The Betzim, they should be Potter from Zimun. Levosh is not Mechayiv. However, Migre, that men are Mechayiv in Zimun, women also mechuyev in zimun, which brings down the shartin twice the side of migoy over here. Which the chayim have a hard time with the sugya migoy. We're talking about momentous over here. What's migoy have to do with the sugya benching over here? What's the avon behind it? We have the side of migoy. Once men mechuyev, women get dragged along, tagged along on the sugya graver, and they have mechuyev zimun. The next two stories in the mishnah is fakert. That's when women should be mechuyev like men. What should be any different over here? But one story says Chazal did not want mechuyev them. Mitzad, especially with Zinder Abon, very good according to Mishnah Berurah, Mitzad, they're not, mice are not Baki and Bechsa Mosin. It seems clearly in those days at a hard time knowing Hebrew, and they did not know exactly how to go bench, lead to the case of Zimun, they cannot lead it over here. Therefore, Chazal would not machai them in the case of the Zimun. Once you have men making Zimun, therefore they'll listen and Shmeik Oinai. The next reason in the Mishnah Berurah, that's Mishnah Berurah and the Shayat Tzion, is because Be'ikah Hashin Mekadish with the Kais, Kershal Yayin. For women to drink wine, it's a kanai. Therefore, since they don't have the mile of kershal yain, Chazal will not machayev them to have a case of zimun, which is a chiddush. The whole day of kershal yain is the mitzvah and mufchor. Since they're not in the parsha of the mitzvah and mufchor, the whole entire parsha of the zimun over here, which they bring down different sugars that seem to be this case, they get to yud, that we see if it's not part of the one chelik of the mitzvah, not part of the whole entire mitzvah. Now, the Arsene Sfarim will like bringing down this shayatzin over here, they get to women drinking a purim. They want taina. We see over here, the Chazal will not mechayev them to make a case of a zimun, because it's a gnai for them to drink wine. Suddenly you think on Purim, what? It's a mitzvah for women, the maaser, to go drink wine? It's a gnai for them. Avada Chazal will not mechayev them. Now, maybe in the oven, poshut yish l'chalak harbe. And as everyone knows, on the Seder, afei bois anes, women have four cups. On Purim is the same sugya as afei bois anes. So just like Purim should be like a case of Pesach, and maaser is enough to have a case of four cups. On Purim, negate noshim, whatever the chiva men is, negate chiva women, nothing to do with the sugya of zimun. A guy might see savior after savior, like bring down the shayatzin, negate the sugya of Purim. Yish l'chal karbon. Now, it sounds like maybe a fourth malach had to answer the side of the smag over here. Chayiv inish l'besumi ad l'yodo, whatever the definition of chayiv is, right? The locha brings down, it's the mitzik yumis from the avio, fine. But whether Afei Moy said yes, whatever the level by Pesach is, we get the Purim. So you could ask Chabad Medina, right? We have other options over here. Could be in certain places. The Ikkis should be Yain always. We have other things that turn out to be Chabad Medina.
Why is it
Gnai? It's a Gnai. They didn't have grapes in those days. It wasn't that simple. The store didn't have it. No, but Chazal was not Masak in that way anymore. That's the Takana set up. Now, it sounds like the fourth reason in the Chaznish that he wants to go there, but Iker, the locha of three is Drabonon, 10 is Deraisa, and therefore three is really a Srach Otu 10. 10 is Dabash of Yusha, numerous places can want a tiny Rishainim that once women do make a Zeman, but they don't say Elkenu, even the 10 of them. Because Elkenu didn't Dabash of Yusha, a minion. That's not Shaykh to women. So if that's so, not negate to 10, not negate to 3. Another reason in the side of the smack, why Maisa would not mechuyev by himself, Mashenkin would have a group of men over here, so Mitzav together with them. Fine, that's a third malach among the Rishonim. A fourth malach, the Torah brings down of Ben Yehuda Kain, The Mordechai brings down the Ben Simcha. The women are not only they have a chiyuv zimun, they mistarf to the zimun. The mamash mistarf to the zimun. You have two men. You have one lady that mistarf. The kasha is, but the Mishnah says not the way. The Mishnah says Lashon Vodim Tadam are not mizam alayim. So how to answer that? A couple of tirutzim. Again, the Taz brings down this problem is that either Bachman's answer that when it means mistarf to mistarf Lashon to Zimun, it's dafka to 10, but not to 3. Cain, we see like Meshua Malevi, who gets the sugya by cotton, they said by cotton, not mitzvah to 3, negate the sugya of Arisa, even the case of 10. 10, yes, not case of 3. In fact, the Taz, if you read the Torah is not machab between 3 and 10. They point out, they read the Rav Wurtenberg and the Ogre inside, they write this Ben Yehuda Kain Shito in the case 10 and the case of 3. So it's not that simple to answer this teretz. The way the Taz wants to answer, wants a machalik and say she cannot lead the zimun. That's pshat Mishnah. But she can be part of the zimun and make the zimun over here. Which the Taz himself points out, it's very hard to set up pshat Mishnah. Because the geita, vodim, and ketanim, it means they cannot be mitzarf to the zimun. That's the second malach in the Ben Yehuda HaKohen. The third malach, the El Rabba wants to answer, from Gordon brings down, the chalik is whether the case of the geita, bailo, want to get to other people, friend of people, nichol sugar pizzas, the get to bailah, she can't be mitzarf with them. And nochem halach, what it means over here, that nosh v'vonim tanim, the Mishnah, meaning together with each other, they cannot be mitzarf. But with a man, the they can be mitzarf. Why those four pshatim, again, in this mahalach is brought down the Torah and the Taz. Mice again, who come out by women, there seem to be four mahalach among the Rishayinu. There's Rashi and Taisus, it's always a Rishos. There's Rosh and Ben Yaino. Women always have a chiyuv zimun, not to mitzvah to zimun, to make a zimun, they always have a chiyuv zimun. The smart comes out that by themselves it's a shos, to tag along with men already, that's a chiyuv over here. And then there's a Yehuda HaKohen that says they can even make the zimun. Because they're not making the zimun, they seem to understand.
Well, not making, it's not. You sit together.
That's what they seem to understand.
Still sitting together.
Fine. However they answer how they sit together, the whole meal, certain people laugh Shabbos meal, but laugh Shuvim, they have the same table. Women over there, men over there are the same table. However, whatever that unholy is, I've been by, again, Shivas, they do that way. So, make a zimun, why not? Now, Maisa, how do we pass it? So, Maisa, everyone is very clear, the Mechaber brings down the Smag Shito. That he comes along and says that women by themselves is a rishus. Once men come along and make a zimun, women have a chiv. Now this is a question, why are you passing like the smag? For again, we have four mahalchim over here. So they point out, let's analyze it. We have number one, the smag. According to Rosh and Ben Yaino, of course she has a chiv to tag along. According to Ben Yehuda, Kohen Ben Simcha, of course she has a chiv to go tag along. The only question is Rashi and Taisvis. According to Aruch HaShulchan, Pshat, we mentioned before in the Rashi and Taisvis, the loch is, not that she has no right to, she can't tag along. She has a right to tag along. That means if you understand, not like the Beis Yosef, come on, all the Rishonim agree to the smag. Everyone agrees. They either have a chiv or they have a right to. If so, they could write a paskin, they have a right, we're going to paskin, go tag along. Now by themselves, that's Rishos. Why Rishos? We have Rashi Tosfos, we have the smag itself. Fine. But that was going against Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rosh. But people say, why go like the smag is a Das Yofi? Why? Could be everyone agrees to tag along. Maisa, Neger to Lalocha, it's clear that we pass can be ikka like this smag Shito, called the smag, which could be everyone agrees. Neger themselves the Rishos. Once men do it, they have a chiv to itself to the Zimun. Go down Lalocha by Lavosh, and the Bach, and the Pirim Godim, and the Rosh, and the Graz, Chayodim, Kitz, Aruch HaShulchan. That's clear, Minig Oilim. Now, let's get to certain cases. Now, Maisa first is clear. There's a goyin brought down the bialocha. The goyin says even more than the smag. Goes like the Rosh Ben Yoino. There's a chiv even for themselves. That means more. That means avada to tag along. Yes, but even by themselves there's a chiv to mezam. The question is the Maisa. Women. Let's say the three women eating together by themselves at the house. No one's around listening. The question is, do they have a chiv to make a zimu or a right to make a zimu? So what should L'chor tell them? According to the Goyin, it's a chiv. According to others, it's a rishos. So why not make a zimu? So Bezman is a correct and hogger to tell women to make a zimu. So, what? Loinog would make a chiyuv. To make a chiyuv, maybe. But my said, again, no one says they're not allowed to. Is there, do you have a right? I tell you, women want, I will make a zibun, why not? So the ma'aseh, the Aruch HaShulchan already brings down that the minhag of the ma'aseh is not to make a zibun. Or Shtumach has a tshuva about it in the Chelek Dalet, and he says a couple of reasons why ma'aseh not to make a zibun. One, he said, it's out of the sugar of Yura. But when he gets involved, it's out of the sugar of Loisus Goydidu. He makes ma'aseh not to. Even the Issa Dereis of Loisus Goydidu. But when he wants time, it's out of the sugar of Baruch HaVatolo, and he gets involved with why the loch of zibun, even by three people, is negative, mingling your ear, no one makes a zimun. And what time also negate to Baruch HaVatolah, he says, zimun, even though it's not Shem Hashem, nechle get a bracha, do him tzadah sugyu chiyuv. And therefore, he ends all the tshuva, you get more schar for the pre-show than the drisha over here, not mefakfog, and meaning klai yisol, the maish should not make a zimun. Tzadah sheni, Chaim Knievsky says, one time his sister is her father, the stipler, and make a zimun. The father says, go ahead, make a zimun. Shlomo Zalman, again, the two letters written to him about making a zimun over here, that a man in his mishpocho had women at the table, a couple of women there every week, wanted to make a zimun, and came along. Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, make it in the can. Meister, kedai them to go make a zimun. Meister, either chiv or shos. People write to him, Chaim Knievsky says, they can't make a zimun. Now, Meister, I asked my daughter what they teach in school when she was 17. She says, it's interesting. A couple weeks ago, a girl made a zimun in school, and they threw her out. So I asked, and was she left back? Yeah, a couple days later, she was left back. The mice, they're right. The mice, they're right. Because it depends on why you're making the zimun. We should tell me your own house, quietly knows doing it. But usually, girls are making the zimun, are doing it to make a political statement, to make a... It's more like off the wall, right? They're going to go down the kaisel, put on tefillin, the husband's not put on tefillin. They're coming to be mishtamish with the halacha over here just to... I mean, women to make their own minyan sinna is one thing. But usually these type of people doing it in school over here are coming to make a statement. That means anything wrong with long skirts or not, I don't know. But if you're doing it and the ilm doesn't, that's why they get thrown out of school. I'd see it's a concern. I don't think so. It's not your point, I'm not either. But myself, but usually the reason people who are doing it seem to have an agenda. People who have agendas, yes, we throw them out of school. And therefore, again, halacha, chiyuv rishus, again, they have to stipler saying to his daughter, fine, she's doing betzina, no one's around, she's not making political statement. Shlomo Zalman saying Medina correct, there's no problem here. But Lamaisa, we don't do it. And if you do it, no one should ever hear about it. And if people are hearing about it, obviously you're doing it incorrectly. On the Tzadilatu, again, Shabbat Chadashu, as Lysa Sky do, Shal Baruch HaVatol over here, so you have certainly a viewer, certainly has the Dan Hoggis, it feels like, seems to be over here. That's the Maisa for Bnei Ashkenaz. I do see that when they get to the Bnei Sfarad, Sfarim do bring down that Noshim, they should. They have a right to, they could, no problem. Yeah, but not with Shem Hashem. Yeah. I see the Yafi Yosef brings down, Noshim have a right to make a Zimun, no problem over here.
But you bring together in the house, because they have a Zimun, and they say, where are the Sfarim's like?
Again, if they make a zimun,
no, if you're ready,
if they make a zimun,
you have men already. You have
a zimun, not men. Zimun men about the chiyuv, that's smart. Now let's understand how they say the smart. We paskin smart. Let's go back to the halacha. We have a chiyuv over here of a smart that we have women have a chiyuv to start with men once men make the zimun. So what does that mean applied practically? First, let's say you have three men and three women, six of them. Can you mechalik now and make three men go by themselves, three women by themselves? So the Mishmur and the Shartzin, he discusses this question, he brings down the Alok Ketanis, the Yadak Ketana, one time he cannot be mechalik. Why? Just like everyone knows, if you have 10, you cannot divide up the case of 3, 3, and 3, make less of a Zimun. The Chur, when you have a case of 6 over here, what are you doing? You're making three men have a higher Chiyuv, three women themselves, but Etzim is only Rishus over here, making less of a Zimun. The Chur, you have no right to mechalik. So Sheni Mishmur does not go this way. He quotes the Graz, and he explains in the Shartin, the site of here, once there is a Chiv put upon them to be served with men, when they break off, the Chiv still stays there. It does not leave the Chiv from them. Once, and he said especially Nach Levush, the site of Yemitzad, the idea of Migoi, once it's Chal upon them, it stays till they bench. If that's so, they have a right to divide up three men and three ladies. But Maisa, you might have another issue. Why not do three women by themselves? Maybe Yura. But otherwise, we start the sugi mishmur wants to pass. Give a right to divide it up. Buch among the chayim. Do we go like the mishmur? Not. Rav Shulman wants to argue. Those will go with it. They do point out mishmur says two more reasons. He wants to tell you also why the reason the right to divide up. We should not force women to sit together with men. Mice is not nice. Void, you always have the kind shito. What on the bialocho? That says women have a chiv anyway. So with his two svaras together with the graz, the Kabbalah says he has a right to divide up. Now the obvious question is that this halacha seems to people who don't seem to really know this idea that women have a chiv mamish. They discuss different cases. One case they discuss is the idea of a rebbe's tish, that men eat together with women by the Shabbos meal, then they go leave the meal and they go eat and they bench by the rebbe. What's left behind? The noshim. Where's the zimun? As far as all the tshuvas bring down, they did not make a zimun. What happened? They have mamash achiyev. Where'd it go? Where'd the zimun go to? So we'll leave that off the next zimun to answer that question. But wasn't a tshuva about it. Numerous people have tshuvas, how to defend what's going on by the rebbes. A second case they discuss is negeta chasnas. Now that means we have men side and we have women side. Usually, roi elus elu could be the same shamash over here, could be the side over here. Depends how it is. By it's certain chasnas are that way. No, there's certain places that roi elus elu. Depends where the mechitza, depends where they're dancing. Now you also can argue with Tanya already one time that all nichol and get a chabur achas. They're not coming to different places, even though different tables, but it's one chabur over here. And therefore, lechor you could argue and say. I think I mentioned the nechel get like men, whatever men have a chiyuv, women have the same chiyuv. If that's so, the question is that maisa, how many women enter to the zimun and hear the zimun, especially when the guy's being machma not using a ramkol? He's not using a ramkol. How many women, let alone how many men are answering, which that itself is a great question, the men in the front and the men in the back are not answering, but the women, the thing they're answering over here, what's happening? They have a chiyuv mamash, we pass it this way. What's going on over here? So, Mazai Sabracha, and Rav Shtobach and Chumin Chelik Dalid, and the Vignan from Hashamer, they all answered one teretz. They have no kavan to mitzar to the Zimun. We know already when Moshe is Yisoid, that earlier I couldn't already point out, that you can have kavan not to mitzar together inside the Sugi of Zimun Shavoy. You can eat together, but not to mitzar inside the Sugi of Zimun. Therefore, they're a poker, they're a chi of Zimun. They're back to the loch of eating by themselves, they're going to get a mishus. Now, I have a hard time with understanding this mahalach over here. One is, first of all, they don't seem to know the halachas over here to say they have kavan not to mitzarf to the zimun. What does that even mean over here? Men don't know this. Don't you who need to know the halachas not to mitzarf to the zimun? Men, they walk in and they know I have high up zimun, so I'm not going to bench together. Now, what does that mean? Whatever the halachas is, I'm not going to bench together. Women, what are you sure you can tell them?
They're not going to do it.
Some people will tell them. The people who will listen, tell them. But you know, put up a sign, give a clap and a chas and say, women have a chiv, answer. What did you at a chas, give a clap, tell all the people, tell the women to be quiet and answer.
Why can't that be their life of
serious? I don't know if that's what bias works in this. That's Aleph. Second is, they're not being mitzarev. So let's say they do want to answer, they do hear it, they're close by. What nusach do they say? Baruch al kinnu vokh shmoy tom lo nevoid? Or shachalnu? Mishmur brings down by 10 al kinnu in a sofik. Our place can want tainu, a sofik, what's the sofik over here? Tati, you're making a chiv, they have no chiv. And then when they want tainu, what do you say? It comes out of ches, mishmur. So I want to say, you say, baruch al kinnu, or vokh shmoy tom lo nevoid.
That's
only if
they're not
mitzvah. So
here they are mitzvah.
Yeah.
Even
with the eight, in Shasso, what? What's making? I didn't eat with them. I didn't. I'm nothing to do with them. Who said that? What kind of answer? What to answer over there? For eight, third question. What's the kala? Right. What's the kala? She comes. She sits there. Right. She's what? What's her das? What's she answering? She is answering. She is there. She answers. Usually, I think. Right. She's answering. So what's she answering? Her das is what? Some women have. What's she supposed to answer over here? Take even more. Usually, with the kala who comes, the mother of the kala, and the shvigah comes, some sisters come, they're also answering. What exactly is their das? They had no das. What should they answer? What's their option over here? But you're asking my chassas, you ask a question to get to all Shabbos meals. that the shaila is what's going on. Negate to all meals over here. That means first of all, Moshe Shuba Archaim Chelakei. He says Mishlam Boy Bechol in together with women. They don't seem to answer the kfias, getting up, going, everyone's on the rush, not together. By Shabbos meal, the halacha is, and the Moshe writes, is vaday also for a person to bench without women being by the table. It's also we pass the smagavir. Therefore, you have to call them. They're, whether they're reading a book or they're nursing or they're changing a diaper, you have to wait for them. Now, how long to wait? That's going to be the next siman. But Maisa, we pass the chiyuv. Your mama should have a halacha. That a person has to tell women to come. No, you have to tell them to come. Number one, they're there. You have to tell them to answer. A lot of times they're there. They why answer? Right? We don't do mamachayim. I zechir. So we don't answer also. We don't do the right. So Maisa, maybe to defend them, is that we know already once there's a shita out there that says there's no chiyuv zimun. There's again there's already the rosh and the Beni Yoin over here. I'm sorry. There's Rashi Tesis that says there is no chiyuv. Maybe some upon the sugya of Rashi and Tosis over here. Maybe a chiyuv, some upon that. And again, the Aruch Shulchan says they agreed once you have chiyuv to mitzarif. Before it's going like, if you go like the basis of what of Rashi and Tosis, there's no chiyuv to mitzarif. So maybe you can defend them. There's a shita out there. Machlek is if there's a shita out there doing what they're doing is correct. There might be a Rashi and Tosis out there that might be right. Machlek has done Rashi and Tosis, but that's certainly not the correct on Hogo. That's incorrect. I mean, whatever's going on in the Shabbos meal. His answer of a chasna ulay maybe that maybe there's a shita out there want to defend. Well, otherwise, if you ask me, just by we have to mechanech our Shabbos meals, we have to tell people to come and to answer. This seems to be the same bayah by chasna. You have to tell people to come and answer. Some do not seem to go this way. Tzorchi and tzorchbir. Simchas is loch negeir to androgynous. Although it comes out that the person only mazam b'minoi. Now there's been a kanapi mazam and simtes. A person could not be zama at all because maybe they're a min b'fnei atzmai, which point out the b'nei chavura who are the five tumtums together, who are the kavi mazam. We're not sure if it's zoch, not sure if it's a kevo. When you have five, it's only got three or something. We have a right to mazam. Fine. The aloha, now they do discuss once you have aloha has a test. Today's latest iser is something called transgender. The Maisa, are you mitzvah with them? Whether a man comes a lady becomes a man. How do you look at them upon the sugya of zimun? Maisa, once we have the loch and sif gimel, that anyone does a vera before some, not to mitzvah with them to zimun. Everyone knows to become a Swiss or doing the issa of l'yilbash be'etzem or l'yilbash be'etzem, or even a vera for hesya, a vada, not to mitzvah with them with a minion. If they're three together, that's an interesting question. That's to be a locha, and they might have an own chiv of zimun. Otherwise, to mitzvah with them, we stay away from them. They're yisurim. We don't want to mitzvah together with them. What? No, Mumar, no. I said the Russia, one of Vera, Professor. The Professor, one of Vera. Not Mumar, no. They do tshuva, Berkowitz said, do tshuva is you have to undo what you did. Because they're living the Mohus of the Yilbash, the Mohus of the Isser. What? Undo? I don't know. I thought it is. If we can make it, why can they undo it? Make it later. Fine. The last of is a feud by the case of Kanim. Now, within the sugya, there are three different members said in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the Bemzayin and Beis. The Gracie says, a kotel and multiple barisa, a child in the crib, you can mezamalov, and the Gemara says, gandakim shu balevi, meaning a person who starved for the case of Kanim over here. The second man, Yom Yochanan, says, kotel perech zamalov. That wasn't mean perech, machalik is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi means over here that he brought two Cyrus. But we do not care if he's bar mitzvah or not. Masha Enkei, Taisa says that he is bar mitzvah, we're not medacted on the size of the Cyrus. If it's covered racially ikra over here. Then the Gemara brings down the Memches, a third man, the Yomar, Rabbi Yechon Nachman over here, that a person's Yedei, Min Levarach, that's him as Amalov. I mean, there are three different cheetahs in the Gemara. Either a cotton barisa, a cotton that's pareach, or someone who knows who he's benching to. The shell is clear in the Beis Yosef and the Torah and the Rishayim. Are there three different sheets that were passing in different ways, or mitzvah the sheets together? How to analyze the sugya over here? Then it comes out in the Torah Beis of the five sheets among the Yishrenim, what comes out? First, we have Tosfos being bringing down the Ben Chananel, that he comes along and says, the halacha over here is that a person is, when he's 30 years old and not two Cyrus, and he has to know who he's benching to. That means passing two sheets, like Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Nachman together. He has to know, and he's 13, that's enough. The second Shita, the Rif, and the Rambam. They're saying over here the loch is enough, like a Nachman, as long as you know who you're benching to. That's enough. What age is that? The Rif says 9-10, and the Ram says 7-8. So show what the age is, but the passing is straight of Nachman, as long as you know who you're benching to. The third shita over here, the place being down from Benatam, is the case of a cotton that is tariff to only to 10, and that negates the girl 3. That means passing like Shul Belevi over here. That's a tour of example by the parrots. The fourth shito is the rabbit shito, that passing like of Nachman, that you have to know who you're benching to, but also only the case of 10, not negates the case of 3. And then we have the Rosh shito. The Rosh paskins, we need 2 Saris. Rosh. Now there's a shallow, what does the Rosh mean? The Beis Yosef wants to argue with Marik, what does it mean 2 Saris? Beis Yosef is very clear, it means 2 Saris even though he's not bar mitzvah. That's enough. We do not say it's a Shuma. 2 Saris the mice is enough for Gami's 12 years old. Beis Yosef brings down the Marik, which says not the way. The case over here is that you need 13 years old and 2 Saris. And the Beis Yosef says, Isaac against the Gemara. The mice of Dr. Moshe goes like the Marik. It's very clear. He says the Ik is like the Marik. That we need 13 years old with 2 Saris, or we assume he has 2 Saris. Aloch l'maisa, there's the Bnei Ashkenaz and there's the Bnei Sfard. The Minig Bnei Ashkenaz, we pass him like the Marik. The Aloch over here is that we need a person to be 13 years old. The end of the Marik's shoe is Ein lo hakol klal, and therefore the Amar says V'chein noigim v'ein l'shanis. He's 13, and we assume he has a person that has 2 Saris over here, and therefore we look upon all the Bnei Ashkenaz, whether Lavosh or the Bath or Pekonim or Graz, Chaudim or Kitzar or Choshulchan, we pass him the Aloch is Bar Mitzvah. You need a Bar Mitzvah kid over here. He has to be 13 years old. Atzad Hasheni, Mechaber, Kedarko, Paskin, the 2 of the 3. We have the Ram on the Rif that says the Loch is like a Nachman, once a person knows how exactly to go bench. And therefore, the Meis Svad, Paskin like the Mechaber. Once a person knows how to go bench, says the Benish Chai, and afterwards, I'll see in the Via Omer, we Paskin the Loch is for the Meis Svad. Then once you know how to go bench, now what age is that? What age are you knowing how to go bench? By the place Kim is Manenu, who seems to be a Machlikis among the Meis Svad. The way the Orlatzin wants a paskin, he wants a taino, that is a shiloh. Machlokes is 6, 7, 8, 9, what the gedu is. David wants taino neger to the idea of elokeinu, of having a minion. He wants to say to be machmer, you have to have a child at least 9 years old. Masha enke neger to 3, want taino to get is 6 years old. The way the Abiyah Yubi paskins, and so the Yalki Yosef, says no. Whether it's the case of 3 or the case of 10, once he's 6 years old is enough. 6 years old and it's after minion. Shlishi, the Benish Chai seems to go, whether 3 or 10, you need to have an age of 9. But any shidi going among the Bnei Sfarad, 9 and above, mitzarif to the Zimun. That's clear, 9 and above, mitzarif to the Zimun. Which always leads to the question, you have Sfaradim together with Ashkenazim, let's say, for example, you have one Sfarad, one Ashkenaz, and one Kot. Do you make a Zimun or not? So this is an interesting question, is this Mechaber of a Kot, is that a Chiyim Zimun, or a Shus? The Samech wants to tell you that this whole Shail Negev to Kot is only Rishos. Gam Numa Svam seem to say, the Svarim at least, say it's Nichol Ged of Chiyuv. If it's a Chiyuv, what to go to? So come along, what? Doesn't make a difference. The Svarim come along and they all seem to agree whether they point out there'd be 2 cases over here, the case of 3 and case of 10. Negev to 3, we're not discussing a Sugya of Shem Shemayel Votol. Therefore, whether it's a Mordechai Eliyahu, or whether it's a Scheinberg, or whether it's a Brachel, Piskei Tshuvas, a Sfarad Ashkenaz, they all said, Maisi, can't make a Zimun together, but who should be Mezamein? A Sfaradi. Let him be Mezamein. You can answer, Yishei, Yishei, Mashem, Baruch, in the Pazuk of Eir, there's no problem. Negev to 10, I mean, let's say, for example, you have 8 Sfaradim. You have 1 Ashkenaz, and 1 Kotan over here. What to go do? So again, brought down, it's a question of Shlom Mezamein.
Ashkenazi.
1 Ashkenazi, and 1 Kotan. Doesn't make a difference. Not Mechalik, says the Biskei Tshuvas. Says Shlom Zalman, the question to him, and Roshamer, and Avosner, and again, Biskei Tshuvas, all the Ashkenazim say, Maisi, you make a Zimun. You do make a Zimun. Except the one who should bench is, again, the Bnei Sfarad. But you, Bnei Ashkenaz, number 2, he says, answer quietly, because you're not saying Elokeinu. That means we know Elokeinu is not Ma'akiv, so they can say Elokeinu, you don't answer Elokeinu. That means when the Sfarad Ashkenazim together, the Sfarad say, we do make a Zimun whether it's 3 or 10. Just negate to 10, it'd be Maisev that you should not always the Svarish Mazamim. By 10, Maisev Elokeinu quietly. Now, negate to a child's bar mitzvah, for Svaradim, of course, they can make the Zimun. But by a bar mitzvah, can the child be mezamin by the bar mitzvah? So, Rabbi Kaufman says that's a minig. Why? Mishmur says so. Mishmur says, why in the world are we saying you can make the zimun? Can we pass the zimun's drabbon? So, Zokli Ravo said, I know it's drabbon, it's in the Shartian, we have a Rajbo and a Ra'ah. And as the Chandish points out, the Rajbo is not clear. Rajbo is causing the Sugya of Elakainu. He wants to argue on the Shartian. But my see passing wants to drabbon. The other person shouldn't make his child, the Marmitz has a right to make a zimun. I come naturally with two Cyrus. Therefore, the words that are Chashulchan and Chain Minig HaPoshet. Chaim No, and the Asher go this way. Sada Sheni, I think I mentioned the story already. One time there's a Chasno, a Bar Mitzvah, that Rabbi Yashiv's grandson, which is also is Chaim Knievsky's nephew. They went over and they asked him, Chaim Knievsky, so the person, Chaim Knievsky says, Chaim Nis, didn't derise over here, no Chazak in the Ravo, my sir, the country should not be Mazamim. They went over to the Zayda and they said, Yashiv. Yashiv says, what do you mean? The Loch is about to do Mazamim. So we have the Yashiv says you do, and the Chaim Knievsky says it doesn't. So last time we went to Sugya, I had a son who's turning Bar Mitzvah, Vav El. He wrote a letter to Chaim Knievsky and he said, Lemaisa, I'm turning Bar Mitzvah soon. I want to know if I can bench by my Bar Mitzvah, by my meal over here. And the Chaim wrote back, Ken, yes. Could be, maybe once the Yashiv passed this way and he was writing a letter from Yushalayim. The word asked over here was, is the Yashiv. Maybe he says, certainly what we say, Chaim. That means even if you hold Zimun is only a case of a of Deraisa, but Maisa, we have the Mechaber, and Numus Yishrenim over here. It's not a Raya that we hold Zim Dramon Deraisa. Shmuel says, still leads to our bottom, but you have to realize, Numus Yishrenim, and the cash within the world, the Rosh Kaddis Pshat, the Sugi over here, and the Mechaber passes us like this. Maisa, in the title of Sebeinu, they asked the title, he said, no, not to Mizam. This is Shiloh by Kodam Bar Mitzvah, Maisa, I'm going to get a portion by my food, so it's always a conventions. Again, you have a clear Mishabur, the Rosh this way. Again, even Chaim said, Maisa, at least to my son, he wrote, my son, he can't bench. The last thing to get to this, you said over here, to get to someone who's drunk. You can even mitzaref him to a zimun, which comes out, hopefully, only on Purim. You can even mitzaref him. So my son, there's a mishibun and simon tzadik test. He discussed this question over here. And the real thing comes out different levels. We know already from people drinking. It's really the double thing about not really the double thing about it. It's shikik kaloit. So first, says the mishibun, shikik kaloit is a shaito. He's not Mitzarev, zero, not three, not ten, nothing. That's Poshut. Whereas Yochel Dabal Fnei Melech, it's after me in three and ten. With that Yochel Dabal Fnei Melech, what happens over there? It says the Mishnah Berurah, the negate of three, yes. The negate of Kenu, Dovashim Dusha, no. Now, it is very hard on Purim how to judge people, and they have to remember this halacha. And it seems that when they remember to bench on Purim and they realize it is 10, they do say Elokeinu. But then you have to know the person who's benching where exactly he's holding. Maybe there's nothing wrong with what he's saying because he shouldn't collect. Yeah, you should love him exactly, but the Meister, it's good to know that Bishmuel Paskin, the gate to Shikr, the person in the gate of 10 should not do it, only in the gate of case of 3. Dov Shikudushu will more machmer. By Mezah Shem, next time we're finishing off the Sugi in the gate to Zimun Simon Reish over here. I assume the Chabur will be on Sunday, it's okay with the Eilam, even though it's the same. We'll have a week Chazara, unless Eilam wants that on Monday. Afterwards, we have a week Chazara and have a test, Be'er Hashem, the week later. That's Flop Rabba.